USAA knows dynamic duos can save the day, like superheroes and sidekicks, or auto and home insurance. With USAA, you can bundle your auto and home and save up to 10%. Tap the banner to learn more and get a quote at usaa.com/bundle. Restrictions apply.
When it comes to delivering flowers for life's special occasions, trust the name that's been setting the standard for nearly 50 years, 1-800-Flowers.com. From breathtaking bouquets to one-of-a-kind arrangements, 1-800-Flowers is your authority on quality blooms. Always fresh, always stunning, always delivered with care. And right now, for a limited time, you can save up to 40% off your bouquet and make someone's day. Save up to 40% off today at 1-800-Flowers.com/SXM. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/SXM.
Good evening, everybody. I'm Bart Winkler. Welcome into the Winklerverse on a Sunday night, wrapping up the month of June. It is the 29th. I just had a couple of quick things that I wanted to get off my chest regarding the Brewers and regarding the Bucks. The first one is this Malik Beasley situation, as was reported on Sunday morning with the news on SportsCenter. Sham Sharania had the update, and I will present that to you via SportsCenter. Kind of a bit of a shocker, but maybe when you dig into it, maybe not so much. Here's Shams.
Back on SportsCenter with breaking news. A very busy day for Sham Sharania. And Shams, we thought it would be mostly team options, player options, free agency, but I understand you have news involving an NBA free agent, but of a more serious sort. What's going on?
This is a serious development for one of the NBA's top free agents right now. Sources tell me the U.S. District Attorney's Office is investigating Detroit Pistons guard Malik Beasley on allegations of gambling on NBA games and prop bets. I'm told it was during, allegedly, the 2023-2024 season. I have a quote from Beasley's attorney, Steve Haney. He said, "An investigation is not a charge. Malik is afforded the same right of the presumption of innocence as anyone else under the U.S. Constitution. As of now, he has not been charged with anything. I am told, though, that Beasley and the Pistons were in serious talks on finalizing a three-year, $42 million contract that would have brought Beasley back to Detroit. But now those talks are on pause. Talks around the league, likely on pause for Malik Beasley as well."
So the problem with this is a lot of things. One, apparently he was doing this while with the Bucks. And there's a lot of video that people have been finding and sharing with Malik Beasley. I don't have probably time to show every single clip. I think the one that I've been laughing at the most is one that Hater Report shared, where Beasley's like at the top of the key and just lets the guy walk right by him. If you're on the Dan Shinney YouTube, there's Beasley at the top of the key. They're playing the Pacers. They're up 7 with 6:20 to go. The guy points which way he's going to go. Beasley just stands there like a statue, just completely frozen. And there's a lot of these videos that have come out. You can just, you know, type in Google or Twitter, whatever, Beasley. It looks bad. It looks bad. His stats did get progressively worse as he was with the Buck in that 23-24 season. What would it mean? Well, it would explain some. I mean, it would explain some about why this team's been such dog shit as they go into April. Did Malik Beasley cost us a championship? No. I saw an interesting theory that maybe Malik Beasley was a league plant to tank games to get Giannis out of Milwaukee. And at this point, who's to say that that's not the case? It's a shit show what they're doing here. Bucks also retained Bobby Portis. So there's a lot going on regarding the Milwaukee Bucks. Q is joining us. Always good to speak with you. What's up, brother man?
Mr. Winkler. What a day. We've had some zigging and some zagging. The Malik Beasley news is pretty strange. I don't really know what to make of it. Thank goodness he's not here and under contract. But Big Bob signing, what is it, 3 years, 44?
3 for 44.
So that's like 14 a year?
Yeah, so you had a $13 million player option, which Horse has given out these player options like crack. The content, I mean, it just felt like he's tacking on a player option on a contract that doesn't need a player option. So Bobby had a decision to make. He opts out of that. The Bucks are like, okay, fine. We're going to extend you. I'm pro Portis staying here. I think it's another case of if not him, then who? I'm pro Portis in general. I think he is more of a net positive than a net negative. I understand there are some times where it's really hard to watch him, maybe defensively. I'm fine with him being here. I don't really know where else to go with this team. There's not a lot of options. So you got to look at the guys that you can keep. Gary Trent Jr. is a guy I'd like to keep. Although now if Malik Beasley's not available, you know, Trent may command more money. I've been very clear that I think our time with Brooke needs to come to an end. But what are the options there? So I'm happy to see Bobby around. You know, what are the financials break down to? 15 million a year?
Yeah, 14, 15 a year. And honestly, after the Naz Reid signing, I think he signed closer to 20 a year for 5 years. I was concerned Big Bob was going to be maybe leaving because I didn't think we could afford him at that price. So I think he did the Bucks franchise another solid, and it should free us up to definitely make a run at Gary Trent Jr. I think Jim Orzowski was reporting this week that he's only looking for like $10 million a year. Maybe you're right. Maybe that bumps up, but I think we have like the full MLE, which is like 16. And you can split that amongst players. So even if we get Gary for like 10 to 12 a year, we still should have enough to like sign somebody else as well. So I think there's still a lot of bad blood about that Chris trade, the Chris Middleton trade.
Sure.
But I think all this optionality that we have, it's really because we got under the second apron. And I don't know. I think like the what's his name? Bogey. I think he goes by Bogey.
The Bobojub Markovic.
Yeah, I think he goes by Bogey is the nickname. So that's what I'm going to stick with. Yeah. But interesting trade. It'll be interesting to see how he does in summer league in a couple weeks. But I think John Horst has not really excelled in the draft, as you covered earlier this week. But I think he really has done a lot of interesting and creative things to keep the team relevant. And we really haven't had this much cap space or flexibility since like the summer that we signed Brooke and a couple other guys and Pat Connington. So like, I'm not saying we're going to reload this summer, but it's just really interesting to like be part of free agency where before it felt like we just had to wait 2 or 3 weeks for guys to not get signed. And then we would like pick over the clearance aisle. So
all that aside, Q, do you think Malik Beasley's guilty?
I have no idea. I think the fact that it got announced this way and that like the feds are involved, it doesn't look good, but I hope that it's not true.
Jake, hot take Jake, ladies and gentlemen. Hot take Jake.
Oh, I had to. I saw Q's beautiful face. I was like, for old time's sake, let's get it in there.
Yeah. I was driving back from Madison today and I was listening to you guys chat and I was like, oh man, I wish I would have caught on. So I was excited when I saw this pop up.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths and sometimes heights to ensure the power is always flowing, which is why you can count on Grainger for professional grade products and next day delivery. So you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Planning a trip this year? Travel smarter and connect deeper by learning the local language with Rosetta Stone. With over 30 years of experience, Rosetta Stone's immersive, intuitive method helps you live the language, not just memorize it. Choose from over 25 languages, including Spanish, French, Japanese, and more. Their true accent speech recognition technology gives real-time feedback to help perfect your pronunciation. No translations, just natural learning that builds from words to phrases to full conversations. Whether you have 5 minutes or an hour, you can learn anytime on desktop or mobile. Get a lifetime membership and unlock all 25 languages. Learn as much as you want, whenever you want. Rosetta Stone. Learn confidently. Connect authentically. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/pod50 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Don't miss out. Go to rosettastone.com/pod50 and start learning today.
Well, should we go for real time's sake?
Uh-oh. Who do we got?
Austin.
Whoa. Whoa, Austin.
My heart is full in this moment.
I missed you guys.
I missed you too. We're not doing a marathon tonight. I got family movie night coming up here.
Oh, what are you guys going to watch?
I think Minecraft.
What's that?
Minecraft movie?
Okay. It's good luck with that.
You'll get some laughs. Like, there's some adult humor in it. I think you'll like it.
Okay. He's taking a bath right now, and then we're going to go Minecraft
movie. There you go.
So I just want to do talk a couple Bucks things and a couple Brewers things. We're on the topic of Bucks. This Portis thing, for you guys that just hopped in, I don't know that you can have a – unless you really hated Bobby. Even if you really hated Bobby, like, for the price and the situation, you kind of have to do this.
Well, there's
professional
a big
reset.
Contingent.
What exactly happened with Bobby?
Bobby signed a 3-year, $44 million deal with the Bucks.
Yeah, it's fine.
There's a big contingent of Bucks fans that like
Austin's got that farmer tan like no
other. Dude, no, I was golfing and on Lake Michigan today catching salmon.
Okay. I really did. I thought that was a t-shirt.
No.
Whoa.
No.
Looking good, man. You are representing true Wisconsinite.
Yeah.
For the Bobby thing, there's a large contingent of Bucks fans that have blamed him. Like, they need to have a scapegoat for why they haven't been back or they haven't had success since the title. And Bobby's been the guy, which is ridiculous to me, because he's just like the model of consistency. He never gets hurt. When Giannis is out, he'll give you like 28 points and 14 rebounds at a bargain of a contract. So I think the other thing is, this is a guy who's been genuine. When he first signed an extension to stay in Milwaukee for a lot less money than people thought he was going to get, he essentially said, like, I found a place that feels like home and this is where I want to be. So he stuck to his word, which is pretty crazy in this day and age. And I'm super jacked to have Big Bob back on the ass.
Did you see Malik Beasley got accused of gambling or shaving points?
Yeah, that's true.
Austin,
I just
I heard that part. Yeah.
100% true.
Well, this was I think the bigger thing, like, Jonte Porter was accused of it and then he was found guilty, and Shohei we thought was, and then it was his transfer.
That one needs to be revisited. Time.
But well, I don't, like, of course this shit's going to happen.
I want to get it on the record real quick. I know it's the whole innocent until proven guilty thing, but isn't it like 99% of those cases that actually, well, no, they were guilty. So it's just like a bullshit thing that we say, like, because you got to leave that little bit of doubt.
The lawyer wasn't even like, no, this is blasphemy. He was like, look, discharges. We got to go through the court system.
I'm just trying to get him lowered here.
Take it easy, okay? Just hold on a minute.
Like, he's not guilty yet.
This is a lot to deal with on a Sunday, though. Can you imagine, like, having to, like, deal with this on a Sunday afternoon? It's crazy.
Are Sundays pretty sacred for you, Q?
No, well, I just, like, I don't know. Just because he's an attorney doesn't mean, like, he wasn't out partying or something last night. And then, like he's got to show up and like lie for his client potentially. Like that's unexpectedly. It's not easy. But or maybe Malik just has a shit attorney. I don't know. I think back to the Big Bob thing. The other thing, like we could play him at center or Giannis at center. So it really does give us the flexibility to let Brook walk or like potentially do a sign in trade with Brook. So I think having that like kind of done makes us have even more options than we did before we woke up this morning. So,
well, let me ask you this with Bobby was gone and Thanasis is in here. Like when somebody steps to Giannis, who's going to step in and put an end to that shit? Like you got to have a guy like that on the team.
Sophie Cunningham.
Or maybe it's Bogey. We just keep Bogey around and you just got those braces coming at you. I wouldn't mess with that.
A 7-year-old kid comes after you. Yeah.
Have you ever punched somebody with braces in the mouth? I feel like you'd cut your hand. I haven't done it, but I wouldn't think twice. I would like there's no way I would do it.
Bart has.
No, the closest I got to that was you guys ever play this game called High Point? You take a Coke can and you have a Coke can and then you smash it in half. And then when you do that, it leaves two like sharp edges on each side. And so the goal is then you have to hit the can at its highest point, which we did this in cafeteria or lunch, whatever, in eighth grade. And we'd all come back to our homeroom just like bleeding from here to here. Everyone just shredded fucking our hands. But it was the game. It was the game was High Point. There's no winner.
Didn't have a loser.
You just played High Point.
We used to be a proper country, see?
This is how kids
spent their time.
I want to talk a little Brewers. Any other Bucks things you guys want to get off your chest?
I want to go on the record and say I hope we bring Porter Jr. back. I hope we can get Gary Trent and Porter Jr. I want to run it back. So even if they get Brook on the minimum, like just bring it back. I don't care. I think we can get like a 4 or 5 seed. Just bring him back the squad from last year. So,
well, I don't want to bring back, but
yeah, I agree with Bart. I think it's just time to move on.
I'm done with Brook as well.
I would say my official Bucks thing right now to end the Bucks talk is that I don't think this draft pick ever plays for the Bucks. Like, I don't think he ever plays a minute.
Well, we'll see. When's the first summer league game? Next week? 2 weeks? I think
it's the 11th. I think I heard.
I think
post game show. Should I take off my real job and do a post game show?
Absolutely. I can tell you miss this a little bit, Bart.
I miss it. Yeah, of course I do.
Yeah, we all do.
Jumping on a Sunday.
Yeah.
Are you guys all getting your gummies delivered frequently?
Well, I was going to, but then I realized that I already used my Bart promo, and I know I can only.
No, Jake, you can use the Bart promo anytime.
Oh my god, what?
Yeah, happyplaceamp.com. The BART promo is good anytime you want to use it. You get 25% off the gummies and the seltzers and everything they have there at happyplaceamp.com.
Cooking with gas now. All right.
25% off.
I was at a golf outing real quick. I was at a golf outing yesterday, and so I didn't bring my Happy Place hemp with me because I was like, okay, I'm not gonna be stoned while I'm playing golf. And we're on the last like 3 holes and there's this guy out there and he's like, I got these gummies. He was like a vendor at the hole. And he's like, I got these gummies. He like must've thought that I just constantly am high. And I was like,
he profiled you. Bro.
I guess I'll take one. I mean, I was like, where are they from? And he said, Happy Place Hemp.
No way. Yeah. In Michigan?
No, Madison.
Oh, Madison. Okay.
Was it one of the guys?
No, I have no idea who the fuck it was.
Oh.
Yeah, it's right. Just weird Winkler coincidence, I guess. Well, or maybe he listens to the other station. I don't know.
Well, a lot of families get back together around the holidays. We just do it for the 4th of July. So, good to see you guys. I'm going to drop off cuz I'm not into this crew. So, they're just going to let us down again. But I'll let you guys be excited about the mid-season glory that is the Milwaukee Brewers. See you guys.
That's valid.
Hank the dog.
USAA knows dynamic duos can save the day, like superheroes and sidekicks or auto and home insurance. With USAA, you can bundle your auto and home and save up to 10%. Tap the banner to learn more and get a quote at usaa.com/bundle. Restrictions apply.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I took my kid to the game today, Sunday, and I was gonna, like, when we've gone to games, I've spoiled him. He's set low, and I thought he needs to sit in the 400s. He needs to, you know.
This is how the peasants live. You know, the people that don't have national shows. This is what they have to deal with.
I've spoiled him.
The rubes.
So then I went online to go look at 400 tickets, and I see these $65 seats, second row from the dugout, stare me in the face. I'm like, gotta do that.
Damn, so for that,
I don't know. It was on SeatGeek. Promo code Mark maybe still works. So we sat there, and it was a family next to us, and I go, because I like to get the aisle, and there was a few rows back that I could have got the aisle, because you want to leave on your own accord.
Of course,
and it's hot, and you know you're gonna have to leave with a kid.
Leave some space for the boys, you know?
It's just one family, and we're two rows back. I can't pass that up. And I go, I don't think we'll be leaving. You know, I'm trying to limit how much we leave. Like, you know, and the guy's like, yeah. Okay. So we probably rode about four innings in the good seats, which he liked. But then he's getting hot. We're getting hot. So he went to the store, and then I said, I want to show you what it's like in the 400s. So I took him up to the 400s. And he thought it was cool. And then we went to the highest seat. And then he got, you know, scared. So we went back down. And then he wanted to do the kid zone. And then we sat in the outfield for like a minute. Because I just wanted to, I don't know. What's he going to retain out of this? I don't know. But I feel like he needs to see these other vantage points. Especially after I spoil him. We did leave because I'm not getting stuck in traffic. So we left in the eighth. And then the game goes to the 11th. So we watched it on TV.
Yeah, I thought people were pretty mad today, right? I mean,
well, let me read you this tweet from Homer.
Oh, God.
Since I don't care about talking about people anymore.
Is that the ESPN guy?
Just 1-162, but worst loss of the season. It was very hard to do. Playing horrible team and ahead with two outs in ninth and tied in 10th with first and second, no outs. Yeah, I mean, if you have the Rockies on your schedule, you would like to sweep them. Also, you didn't, so who cares? No,
dude, shut up. It's baseball. 162 fucking games. Like, that shit's going to happen.
Yeah. What I was pissed about was that they couldn't get a ball to the outfield after the home runs. That's what I didn't like.
Well, it sucks that they lost on a Sunday. Well, you know, it's good for radio that they lost on a Sunday, because now if they would have lost on Friday or Saturday, who cares? Now you lost on a Sunday. Monday's the next day you get to talk about it. You get to be super irate, super pissed. I just don't understand why a guy like Homer, who is, how old is he? 60 something?
I thought it, well, whatever. Too old.
How just breeze into the retirement? There's no reason to keep doing this.
No, he.
You got your hour. You do your show. You're a respected voice. You do Marquette. Why you got to get worked up online? Why we got to keep doing this shit? People retire. Ted Davis, Dan Needles. Why are we hearing from any of them ever? Retire. You're retired. Be retired.
I think I blocked all these people.
Well, I think it's a microcosm of that generation. Like, they just want to hold on, and it's like, do the world a favor and just fucking die. Like, I know that.
Well, not even die, but just go away.
Die off.
Like Aaron Rodgers is going to do after this season.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, he's just going to go away. You'll never hear from him again, Bart. You will never have to do another segment on your show about Rodgers after this year.
just the, it's the one out of 162. Like, yeah, you know, they were up and, oh, Arcia hit the home run and, oh, bummer, we couldn't, you know, scratch it. All right, well, they're going to play on Tuesday.
Right.
They're having a good month. They're the best team in the league in the last 30 days.
Oh, let me show you something. I am all aboard this.
Summer of Sal.
I'm all for Sal now. I've completely changed my tune after today. I was bitching at my buddy yesterday. He called me that because Sal had a good game, and I was like, yeah, well, he could have a better batting average. He said he's hitting 298. I said, well, not good enough. And
you know, there's only one outfielder in all of baseball hitting over 300, and that's Aaron Judge.
Yeah, I figured.
Now, that was 2 weeks ago. I could double check that, but
that, I mean, that, well, he's probably hitting like 350.
Yeah, and he's hitting 300.
That's insane.
Isn't but Sal Frelick, isn't he like the baseball version for Grant of Rashawn Gary, where he just hates him for some reason? Isn't that his guy?
I don't know. I usually tune out when we're talking Brewers.
Yeah, but, I don't. He does not care for Sal for sure.
I don't blame you, Bart. Like, I mean, I think Q pretty much nailed it. Where it's like, this is, I mean, cool. Like, this is great. They're going to do the same thing at the end of the year. Like, that's literally all they do.
I don't know. My kid's bringing me back into it. Like, he got really into this game.
All right.
Well, yeah, I'm not resigned to the fact that they'll never win a World Series. I highly doubt that this will be a year that they do it. But if they keep their – so they're lost today. If they would have won, would they have been even with the Cubs?
No, but
were they been half game back?
They are.
Are they two back now?
Two back of the Cubs.
They are two back. So they okay. So, I mean, you got them right where you want them. I don't know, but as long as you're, I almost dropped the big F bomb. As long as you're competing,
we broke that already.
They'll be. I don't know. I don't want them to be sellers.
This is what they do, though. This is the annoying thing. Like they never have a direction. It's like they'll be buyers and sellers. It's very much reminiscent of like the Herb Cole era Bucks, where like, yeah, they're kind of in it and like, you know, they're going for that playoff spot, but just pick a direction and go all in.
Well, I don't think they're going to be sellers. I think they'll go for it.
And what they can they be. Get? So
I know third base.
They got to get somebody with some pop because Murphy was saying that this is the way they got to play is these infield hits, and that's why I was like, I didn't understand how you cannot get the ball outside of the infield for, I don't know, 3-4 innings.
There's just going to be a lot of dumb conversation on Monday that wouldn't exist if they won this game and lost on Saturday.
Probably.
And that's also they lost. It was 11 in. I mean, whatever.
Yeah, I know. Whatever. But still, I would have liked them to have won.
Well, yeah.
And
well,
in a macro scheme of it, like looking at it for September, as long as they can stay, you know, within a few games of the Cubs and don't let the Cardinals creep in there, you know, be buyers at the deadline.
It's their typical season. They're going to get the wild card. They'll probably lose the wild card.
It is typical.
Yeah.
I get it, but
could be worse.
Yeah. We could be the fucking, could be the Rockies, could be the White Sox, could be any other shit franchise, but I don't know. I think it's cool when the Brewers make the postseason. It's fucking every time that they make it, it sucks, but
the one I always come back to is like, would you rather be the Brewers or the Royals? Because the Royals got a World Series and then have done nothing. Did nothing before, did
Royals.
Nothing after.
I'd rather be the Royals.
I'd rather be the Marlins.
I'd rather, yeah, Marlins. Anybody that has won a World Series. Anybody.
So you would take, like, that one World Series and then just go 15
the
years
rest of my
nothing.
Life.
The rest yeah. of your life. Okay.
Yeah. Just to experience it one time. Absolutely.
Well, here's where I disagree on that. And this kind of goes towards life. For a lot of people, big accomplishments are all about the chase. It's not actually the accomplishment. So then after you accomplish it, you kind of feel empty inside. So
like Rory McIlroy in the Masters.
Yeah. like the Oklahoma City Thunder the second they won the game.
That's right.
They're like, okay.
Well, that was okay.
I know you just cracked a beer, but I got to go watch Minecraft.
That's all right. I'm going to go finish watching Squid Game.
All right.
Is it any good? I heard season 3 was a downer.
Oh, I'm liking it so far. It's fantastic. So,
Bar, you missed a good show. Killers were great.
Oh, fuck yeah. I believe it.
There'll be another chance.
This is fantastic. Miss you guys. Have a good one.
Thank you guys, everyone, for stopping into the Winklerverse.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow and Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten. Rakuten.com.